Perfect. Hello, everyone. I might need to take a selfie because they're not going to believe me when I get back. They go like, so people like testing, obviously, and they know, you know. So I'm just freaking. Yeah, right. Actually, I do a video because they're freaking not going to believe me. So apparently, people know what OpenTelemetry is and what testing is. And yeah, I was not expecting this to happen. So you're going to go out on Twitter, that's for sure. But yeah, anyway. Let's just take a second to welcome our new guests in. Perfect. Yeah, this went from fun to stressful really quickly. But yeah, so let me begin. For the next 20 or so minutes, I'll be talking about observability-driven development with OpenTelemetry. So a lot of complicated words, a lot of stuff that's going to be happening, and a lot of things that I need to explain for you as testers and how you can get started with this new thing of being ODD instead of TDD. So first, a quick rundown of who I am. I'm running DevRel at TraceTest, which is it's like a new open source tool that we're building for trace-based testing. I'll obviously explain all of that later on, but you're wondering, like, what am I DevRel person doing at an open source conference? When it's kind of because I successfully failed a startup that was doing online education. So I was from there, went into education. And because we're basically educators in DevRel, I was like, yeah, maybe, you know, I write shitty code. I can maybe be good at something like talking. So I figured that might be a good career shift. But I've also been helping build open source dev tools for 5 or so years. So it's pretty natural for me to be here. So enough about that. You probably think that I know what I'm talking about. Let's keep it rolling. There are 4 main topics, so remember these 4 topics that we will cover in the next 20 or so minutes. And that's, first we'll talk about the pain of testing microservices. It's a horrible, horrible thing. And we'll also talk about TDD and how integration testing is really hard. We're all doing it, it's terrible, it's hard, but we're still doing it. And then in the last 2 parts, we'll talk about observability-driven development, how it can help, and then we'll show a code example, a hands-on example of how you can do it as well. So I want you to take something home with you after this 20-minute talk and actually start doing it yourself. So from the beginning, from the top down, let's talk about the pain of testing microservices. So first, the biggest issue is that you have no way of knowing where your HTTP transaction fails. You don't know. You can test an API endpoint, you get a response back, but it might be task failed successfully. You never really know if you have a row of microservices behind that initial service. So that's something you can't track. You can't track and test how these microservice-to-microservice communications happen. And of course, the hardest thing, what we all really love to hate, is mocking. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. So the solution that we propose is that we go into doing something called observability-driven development, which means that you're using distributed traces as the test assertions. So you're already using your underlying trace infrastructure to run your tests. And now, because this is a testing dev room, you might not know what tracing is. Lightstep has a very nice definition of it, and that they say that distributed tracing refers to methods of observing requests as they propagate through a distributed system, which means that if you have a distributed system on the left, you have services that communicate with each other. And on the right, you can see that entire distributed trace is split into different spans. A span is the smallest unit of a distributed test. So a span can be a timestamp, it can be a database interaction or database statement, it can be HTTP codes, it can be objects that you generate in your custom instrumentation itself. So they are literally the smallest form or part of a distributed trace. The distributed system we'll be talking about today, so the samples we'll be talking about, is very simple. We have 2 services with a mock database connection. Just to simplify this whole architecture, we will be using this to explain how distributed tracing works and how you run observability-driven development on such a system. Now, just a code sample, because this is JavaScript, the only language I really know, not that well, this is what a trace would look like. You're setting the span, you're adding attributes, and then you're ending the span. So this is the code representation of what we have over here. So just remember that for now, and we'll get into more details as we progress. So the visual cue, or the visual layout of a distributed span, would look like this. This is taken from the trace test app, but this is any distributed span looks like this, where you have your distributed trace, and you can see all of the spans within it. And if you drill into one particular span, you can see, okay, so here are all of the attributes that this span has. It can be available, book ID, the check, and the parent ID. There's a lot of different attributes you have in every span. So the next topic I do want to cover, we have all the basics down. We know why it's hard. We need to figure out why integration testing and TDD really need help. Everybody knows about the red-green feedback loop. It's awesome. It's great. We like it. We don't need to change it. But integration tests are hard. Integration tests are the kicker, where they need access to services and infrastructure. That's the hard part. You need to set up different triggers. You need to access databases. You need to set up environment variables. You need to set up authentication, all of those things that everybody hates doing. And of course, you can't track which part of the microservice chain failed, which means that you're writing 90% of your code just as plumbing, just to make sure that the test will run. 10% is actually writing the test case, and actually getting value from your TDD process. So here's what a traditional integration test would look like. You have all of your setup. Again, this is JavaScript. It can be any language. You have your setup, a bunch of modules, a bunch of setup, a bunch of plumbing, and then you have more plumbing because you need to mock something. Then you have even more plumbing because you have to figure out how to run this custom freaking syntax that has nothing to do with any language, really. You just have to learn it. So it's a lot of stuff you have to know before you actually run tests. If you compare that to a trace-based test, you say, here's my URL, here's my method, this is what I'm asserting against. That's it. No complications, no plumbing, no nothing. It just points to the trace span you want to target. You have your assertion, and it's done. So this is why I think observability-driven can help our testing process, where obviously we need to explain what ODD is. The main thing that I think is important to know is that you need to write your code and your observability instrumentation in parallel. So the same way you do the red-green process for TDD, in ODD, you write your trace spans, and you write your code and your features in parallel. Which is good, for first thing, because in production, that helps your DevOps people when they have to troubleshoot, but it's also helping you write better code. And ODD is really powerful because, first and foremost, of course, you're not testing mocks. Nothing is artificial. You're not creating black boxes. You're literally testing data from the traces in the real environment. So you can spin up your system, get traces from the system, and test on those traces. Of course, it works with all of your existing OpenTelemetry-based distributed tracing. So if you have tracing enabled, or if you want to enable it, it's really simple nowadays, it'll just work. And then from the ODD definition, we need to figure out what trace-based testing is here. So you basically add assertions against span values. And that's what determines whether the test has failed or the test has passed. It's really straightforward. So you're not just testing against the API response, you're actually testing against the whole distributed trace your system generates. So unlike Postman, where you trigger a test, you get something back, and then you're asserting on that response, you're literally testing and running assertions against the entire distributed trace. Really, really cool. Now let's go into some practice. How do you do observability-driven development? Well, you do trace tests because that's the open source tool we're building, shocker. But what's important about trace tests is fully open source, 100% open source, CNCF project, and it uses OpenTelemetry trace spans as assertions. Very straightforward. Of course, it does work with any existing tracing solution you might have. You can use vendors, you can use open source tools, you can use whatever. If you have tracing in your system, it'll just work. Also, what's important is, it doesn't matter if you're a QA engineer, if you're a backend developer, if you're a DevOps person, it'll just work. You have tools for everybody. Web UI, CLI, whatever you want, whatever you need, it's there for you. And then, why I think it's powerful, you're not running artificial tests, you're testing against real data. And obviously, you have a tool belt that you're really used to. You can run test suites by chaining tests together, have transactions where the standard way you're running integration tests is you have a setup, you connect it to a database, you're running an insert, you're checking if the insert works, you're deleting that whole path, that environment, and that's what we provide as well. You can set that whole transaction up through the UI. So it's literally what you're used to, but better. You obviously have test environments as well, which is a very big thing because you can have one set environment for your dev, for your QA, for your prod, for your whatever. So it's very, very flexible in that way as well. Obviously, I'm going to stress this no mocks because I really like that. I hate mocking. So I'm going to just shove this down your throat. Every slide is going to be no mocking. But you also, one thing that I think is massively important is that if anybody's running serverless, I've been running serverless since it was a thing, like in 2018 when everybody wanted to run serverless. And it was horrible. It was a horrible experience. So I'd suggest nobody really does it. But if you have to, because of PMs, testing events on message queues and testing events on distributed systems and services in AWS or whatever, it's prayer-driven development. You never really know what's going to happen, right? So that's something that we provide. You can literally see the entire trace from that async message queue, from other systems, from other services, and you really know what's happening. Obviously, it's important that you get assertions based on timing. Maybe you want all of your database requests and your database queries to finish within 500 milliseconds. That just works. And you can also set wildcard assertions. So the same thing I was saying about the database queries, it works for wildcards as well. So a visual demo, like a representation.